Look, you want justice to be done, and at the moment as well, not to convict too quickly people that have been taken away by the police. There is an inquiry. Sometimes I think now we are too quick to convict people who have not been proven guilty, so you have to be very cautious on that.
Generally speaking, do you think fans worldwide will take heart from maybe even a suggestion that the walls are beginning to tumble down on the current regime?
I don't know if people are guilty of corruption or not, you know, that's the suspicion basically. If people are guilty of corruption, of course you want action to be taken, but at the moment nothing has been proven, and you have to wait a little bit longer. Usually the justice timing is much longer than the media timing, and sometimes of course that creates people convicted too quickly before the justice has done the job.
And the FIFA revelations this morning, I'm not asking you to talk about whether anyone is right to be accused of those charges, but Dawn Raves being executed by the FBI in Zurich by Swiss police, it's embarrassing for football, isn't it?
It is embarrassing. What is embarrassing is you wonder what the FBI is doing in there, I don't know. But we have to wait, you know. I'm not an expert in rights and what are the relations on the legal side between the United States and Switzerland. There's no extradition, for example, between Switzerland and some European countries, but it looks to be some between the United States and Switzerland. So. But I'm not expert enough to know how this whole inquiry was conducted.
Just following on from that, I mean, do you think FIFA can actually hold a presidential election while all this is going on?
It looks difficult now.
I mean, just seeing now that the Swiss Federal Office is saying that they've opened criminal proceedings about the allocation of the last two World Cups, the 2018-2022 World Cup. So. I mean, the whole situation. Do you feel like this could be a domino effect now? That there's always been all these rumours about FIFA for many, many years.
Look, I prefer that the whole inquiry is finished and done well, and that the rumours disappear. It's nothing worse than rumours, you know. Or they kill it and they come out and say there was nothing wrong in it, and so we can move on. Or people who have done wrongly are punished. And then you want them, of course, to have a new start. But let's wait until the conclusions come out. But it's for sure that we have to move on and not continue to think that the rumors have to be killed. That is for sure.